A waterfall process is basically a sequence of well-defined activities that produce a deliverable at the end of each activity. This deliverable is then passed on to the next team, or the same team starts the next activity. We start out with requirements, where we develop a requirements specification. Then we move into design. We develop the design documents based upon the requirements. We then take those design documents and send them to the coders, who will code the system and perform unit testing. At that point, we move into the verification activities, where we do subsystem integration testing, systems integration testing, and finally, customer acceptance testing. With a well-defined set of steps and a well-defined set of deliverables, you know exactly when you're moving from one activity to the next. There are actually many points of sign-off. After the requirements document is done, it's signed off, and you start doing the design. Once you have your design documentation, that will get signed off, and then you'll start building the system. The waterfall process is very focused and rigorous, but not so inflexible that if you find changes in the design, you can't go back and add additional requirements. This is like going back uphill. There's a cost, there's an effort. However, most of the time, the water does fall downhill. It's hard to have the water go back up. The waterfall approach is still being widely used. It was a great concept, a great insight, and people are still executing waterfall ideas today.